All right. Before we talk about your cases and talk about the findings from this survey, I'd like to talk a little bit about the clinical research background. So let's start out with RAS. And I know it's, you know, an old story, but let's just get it out on the table in terms, Alan, of the implications of RAS testing to selection of therapy.
So the first observation of RAS being an important predictor was probably 15 years ago, when in a series of retrospective analyses, it turned out that patients who had RAS mutations seemed to get no benefit from EGFR antibodies. This applied both in combination therapy, there was no additive benefit to EGFR antibodies, and certainly in monotherapy. I think that pretty much defined the role of RAS as a predictor of what not to use. And that pretty much remains the case. Now, I think RAS also is a bit of a negative prognostic factor across for the entire disease state for patients. So knowing the RAS status will give you some sense of the patient's likely survival. But the dominant issue is the lack of efficacy of EGFR antibodies.
Tony, you want to take a shot at talking a little bit about the biology of what RAS is and what happens when it's mutated?
So RAS essentially is downstream of EGFR, but also crosstalks to other pathways that are considered to be drivers for the cancer cells to do a lot of things, such as multiply, metastasize. It also seems in that path of resistance to certain chemotherapeutics, which may explain some of the bad aspects, the bad prognostic aspects of this alteration. So it sits on top of RAF and a few stops underneath EGFR and crosstalks with other pathways. So it's a central driver for colorectal cancer and other cancers as well, but in colon cancer is one of the primary drivers for aggression.